fucking autograph. They want to hurt you.
Like you don't need help, honey. the charts. That was Gayance with Janet King and Hwalee. That was Clout Chaser's Anthem from Gayance's album Masquerade. This week at number six, Debbie Friday before that with So Hard to Tell at Sugo Chiba. Still in the charts this week, we listened to Seeds from Water, It Feels Like It's Growing. Bridal Party, a banger from them. That was called Cool Down, and Always a single from their album Blue Rev called After the Earthquake. This week at number 10. Moving into the number five slot, we've got Begonia from the album Powder Blue. We're going to listen to Cold Night from her, followed by July Talk with Spencer Krug, and we've got Certain Father from July Talk's latest release, Remember Never Before. Amazing album. You should get a hold of it. And then Afternoon Bike Ride after that at number three with Before We Don't Have Time from their album Gloss Over. So, yeah, here's Begonia right now on the charts at number five, Cold Night.
There's no use in cutting me loose yet. I beg you, don't leave me behind. Some faces you must forget, but baby, please not mine. On a cold night, feel like I'm out of my own skin, or maybe just my mind. A skeleton, some bones, with nothing left inside. On a cold,
don't lock me out. I'm not just for right. I know you got more love, just a little
thank you. get out of town, over the hills, out of the love, into the peace, out of the love, into the dream, lie in the grass under the sun, together now missing no one, together now missing no one, together we don't have to say much, we
And you're still listening to The Charts. That was Afternoon Bike Ride this week at number 3. And that was Before We Don't Have Time, July Talk with Spencer Krug with Certain Father. Before that, at 4 and at 5, we had Begonia with Gold Knight from her latest release, Powder Blue. Coming up next, U.S. Girls has shot right to nearly the top of the charts. We're going to listen to them at number 2 with a song called Screen Face from their album Bless This Mess. And guess who's at number 1 again for the 4th week in a row? We've got Andy Schaaf from his latest release, Norm. We're going to listen to Paradise Cinema. Thanks for tuning in to The Charts, produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, broadcasting from Queen's University since 1922. It's a pleasure to always be with you every single week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
This is not a date, so what should we call this? Your face on my screen, my face on your screen. Your phone is dying, and I'm dying too. Thousands of miles. I'm sorry.
is a date. My screen is not your face.
Bird Note, birds can be tricky, even with GPS technology. Around 70% of bird species are just too small to carry a GPS battery. But recently, Australian scientists developed GPS trackers that looked like little backpacks and weighed less than a gram. They could charge wirelessly while the birds visited a feeding station and could be quickly released with a magnet when the study was over. This would be less of a disturbance for the birds. But there were some unforeseen complications. The researchers fastened their trackers on 5 wild Australian magpies. Almost immediately, one magpie tried to escape from the backpack. Another magpie flew over to help. She managed to peck exactly at the tracker's 1 millimeter weak spot, which was built in so the magnetic release could work. It only took 10 minutes for the birds to find it. Soon, all of the magpies were tracker-free. The bright side was an unexpected discovery. The magpies showed evidence of altruism by helping others without any benefit to themselves. A rare behavior among birds. Scientists are looking for a less intelligent and less social species to try these state-of-the-art trackers on next. Lizards are possible candidates. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.